The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts voted Monday to pay $1.1 million to settle pending lawsuits, with most of the money going to resolve complaints of police misconduct. The city of Springfield agreed to pay $750,000 to Paul Cumbie, a 50-year-old city man who alleged he was beaten by off-duty police officers outside a bar in 2015 and that the police department took steps to thwart criminal prosecution and internal discipline of the officers. A separate lawsuit brought by three people who were with Cumbie during the altercation was settled for $135,000. Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos said the settlement was in the best interests of the city and its taxpayers. Mayor Dominic Sarno said in a statement the city is still pursuing disciplinary action against officers who have been implicated in the incident. City Councilor Justin Hurst, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said the allegations contained in Cumbie's federal civil rights lawsuit made his stomach turn.
You know, the idea that these particular individuals, had been beaten to the point where we felt the need to settle is deeply disappointing. And if I could have ensured that they received more, I would have.
Cumbie, a lawn sprinkler installer, sustained a broken leg, a dislocated ankle, and several broken teeth, according to his attorney, Michelle Cruz, who said he also suffers from PTSD.
He's been unable to work for 3.5 years. He's been unable to kind of move forward with his life. He's just been very, by his own words, his life was destroyed that night.
The suit charged that Springfield police investigators stonewalled Cumbie by asking him to identify his attackers from an array of more than 2,600 photographs.
You know, our position is that they worked very hard to not bring forth the identity of these individuals.
Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni in 2017 declined to prosecute anyone in the case because he said the assailants could not be positively identified. Cruz said the state attorney general's office is conducting an investigation.
We're also hoping that there's some sweeping changes in the way that that department is run. And, and there's more monitoring and training and supervision of officers so that nobody else has to be the victim of police brutality.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman said in the 3.5 years since Cumbie and his friends were assaulted, there have been changes in the Springfield Police Department.
Not at all looking to make excuses for what occurred. Very deeply concerned about that, but I think we're working to take steps to change the culture and to ensure that it doesn't happen again. We also just approved a police contract that includes body cameras.
The city has paid out $5 million, either in settlements or judgments, in police misconduct cases since 2006. Councilors voted Monday to settle for $75,000, a lawsuit brought by the family of a man who had a fatal aneurysm while in a police holding cell. The family of a 5-year-old boy who suffered brain damage when he nearly drowned in a swimming pool during a city-run recreation program in the summer of 2017 will be paid $175,000 to settle a lawsuit. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.